This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The city of Ouray has fired its police chief. A letter from the city detailed numerous concerns, including comments the chief made calling the Black Lives Matter movement a terrorist organization and a lewd window decal displayed on the back window of the chief's Ford F-150 pickup truck. Jeffrey Wood has been on paid administrative leave for months after his stepson was alleged to have sexually assaulted a girl in the chief's home. Denver's Pride Festival was interrupted yesterday by protesters outraged by the war in Gaza. Around 200 pro-Palestinian demonstrators delayed the Pride parade and later interrupted programming on the main stage. Organizers said they were hearkening back to Pride's origin as a protest movement, but some attendees complained the demonstration took away from celebrating the 50th anniversary of Denver Pride. Colorado is recording more cases of avian flu in cows. The state's website tracker added 6 more cases on Friday. Dr. Maggie Baldwin is the Colorado State veterinarian.
Implementing really good biosecurity is going to be one of our most important ways to stop and prevent further spread of this virus to additional dairy farms.
Biosecurity measures include isolating infected cattle, verifying the cleanliness of cow feed, and regularly cleaning out water supplies. The state is providing personal protective gear to dairy workers. Any location with a confirmed case is placed under quarantine. As of Monday morning, more than 600,000 Coloradans had returned their ballots for the primary election. That's a 16% turnout rate statewide, well behind turnout numbers at this point in the 2022 and 2000 primaries. This is CPR News.